Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today, we've got something really cool lined up. Absolutely. We're diving into the secret prompts for Gemini AI that can help you create stunning photos in 2026. This is going to be a game changer, for sure. So let's kick things off. A lot of people are trying to get high-quality cinematic photos from AI tools, but many just end up frustrated, right? Yeah, I've noticed that. It's like they're using this magical vending machine and expecting miracles. What's the scoop on? Gemini. AI prompts? Well, it's all about being specific with your prompts. The Gemini 3 Pro engine has been evolving, and we're talking about a system with a massive user base, 650 million monthly active users by late 2025. But if you just type in vague phrases like cool car, you might get results that look more like cartoons. Wait, so it's not just the engine? It's about what you're feeding it? Exactly. The quality of your results hinges on the details in your prompts. If you don't specify things like resolution or aspect ratio, the AI is left guessing. And that's usually not good. That makes sense. So what's the first step to getting better results? The best thing to do is set your aspect ratio. Most people leave it as a square, but if you want that cinematic look, you should go for 16:9 or even 21:9. It changes how the AI composes the image, affecting lighting and depth of field. Oh, I see. So it's about the composition too. And what about resolution? Right, you want to add resolution equal 4K and photorealistic to your prompts. That tells the engine to focus more on accuracy rather than getting artsy. It's kind of like saying, hey, let's make this look real. Interesting. And lighting plays a big role too, I bet. Absolutely. If you don't specify lighting terms like volumetric lighting or golden hour, the AI might default to flat, boring lighting. That's a surefire way to make your images look fake. Yeah, nobody wants that. What about those images that look like they have plastic skin? That seems to be a common complaint. Oh, we see that a lot. To fix that, you need to add texture keywords. Phrases like high-frequency detail and skin pores can make a big difference. One pro tip, start your prompt with raw photo. It helps the model simulate a camera sensor instead of a digital painting. Wow, just adding a couple of words can really change the outcome. Now, I've heard about this reference image blending feature. What's that all about? Great question. This is where it gets exciting. Gemini Pro now lets you blend up to 14 reference images. This is the secret sauce that separates the pros from the amateurs. If you want a character to look consistent across multiple photos, you need those reference points. So, it's all about consistency. I've heard of some folks using this method and getting a huge engagement boost on social media. Exactly. Some creators saw a 300% increase in engagement on TikTok using consistent prompt formulas and aspect ratios. It's a massive advantage. That's impressive. Now, why would someone choose Gemini over something like Midjourney? The speed is a huge factor. Gemini 3 Flash processes 207 output tokens per second. If you're working on designs, waiting for 60 seconds for a render can break your flow. With Gemini, it's almost real time. Wow, that's a significant difference. And what about Google? Search grounding, how does that work? With Gemini, you can pull real-time data for your prompts. If you ask for something like New Year 2026 celebration in Times Square, it can pull current details on stage setups. Midjourney is working with outdated data, so this gives Gemini a real edge. Jordan, got it. What mistakes do people usually make with their Gemini prompts? Oh, there are a few common pitfalls. One is ignoring the negative prompt concept. You need to tell it what to avoid, and don't forget to specify the year or context. For instance, instead of saying portrait of a woman, saying portrait of a woman, 2026 fashion trends gives way better results. That makes a lot of sense. An aspect ratio again, so important for the final look. Exactly. Leaving it as a square can make your images look cheap, especially for blogs or thumbnails. You want to fill the frame and make it visually appealing. So if someone is creating a lot of images, like for an agency, what should they do? They should definitely look into the batch API. It allows for high-volume generation and can massively improve ROI, especially for agencies queuing up thousands of variations overnight. That's super useful. So to sum it all up, it's really about being precise and using those new features, like reference blending, right? Exactly. If you can leverage those elements, you're going to see a significant improvement in your image generation. Thanks for breaking that down, Alex. This was really enlightening. No problem. It's always fun to dive into these tools. And that's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.